Good morning, Rabbi Galperin. How are you today?
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
It's great to talk to you from the other side of, not in Windsor, from sunny Toronto.
Yeah. You are in Toronto right now. And
right. I said, it's not possible to miss an interview, so makes it part of the schedule that we got to put time away and do the interview. So I'm so happy that we are doing it. So thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. You are an important part.
We're such an amazing week coming up, you know, with this week's Torah course and then the special romantic day of Tu B'Av, of the 15th day of Av. So that's a beautiful thing as well, you know, when in the olden days, when, you know, you wanted to see who you were going to marry, who you were going to pick up, who you were going to pick. And the girls would all go to the field, and they, you know, they would be dressed in white. And the reason being was that it wasn't about about who the person was, fat or skinny or so on and so forth. Everyone was the woman at that period of time, regardless of what it was. And all the boys would come out and, oh, I want this one for a wife. I want that one for a wife. So God's got a lot of important lessons that you can learn in our marital lives as well.
Yeah.
But as well, you know, if you see in this big Torah portion, which is Beth Hanan, which talks about the how the Jews were going to now enter land of Israel, and they were going to enter the land of Israel not with their main leader, Moses.
Yeah.
Not with Moshe. He was the only privilege that he had. He was going to go and stand on top of the mountain, and he was going to watch them enter the land. And it was going to be Joshua, who was going to bring the Jews into the land.
Yeah. And Moses, with all that he did with the Hebrew people and with God, he didn't enter the land of Israel.
That is correct. You know, it's very interesting because it's a famous question that, you know, Moses, who was higher than Moses?
Exactly.
Moses was the person closest to God, and he can't enter the land. You know, he served the Jews for 40 years in the desert, and then now it comes to this stage, the climax of everything that's gone on in Jewish life, history, and he's not able to enter into the land of Israel. It's a mind-blowing question. It doesn't make sense. There's a lot of commentaries on it, and some of them is that obviously God didn't even want Moses to enter his land. You know, he sort of finished off his role and duty in his land, and now all this was just excuses telling Moses, well, look what you did, you're not supposed to be going in. But there's a lot of reasons why, you know, Moses on such a high caliber, such a high level, if you do one small thing wrong, you know, it has a catastrophic effect. Imagine us. You know, God is always forgiving, but, you know, if we're constantly doing things that aren't acceptable by God, you know, it's not one thing that God is going to necessarily punish us or make us do something that, but it, you know, could be a accumulated by a lot of things. But Moses is no such a high person idea of a high leader, there's no set of chances. Now, we also see in this week's Torah portion is the fact that the Ten Commandments are set again, and we see that one of Judaism's most famous prayers comes from this week's Torah portion, which we read in this week's Torah portion, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Yeah.
The hero Israel, God is our God, God is one.
And that's the prayer that you can say that's the most important prayer that a Jewish person.
Correct.
Says.
Correct. And you know, you say that on Yom Kippur, you know, when it comes to the most important before you blow on the shofar, all the way at the end, you know, you say Shema Yisrael. You know, people went to the death camp saying Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is prayers, right? And it says, you know, you shall love the Lord your God, and the verse continues with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your me'odecha, with all your me'od. And Rashi, who is a great biblical commentator, interprets this last phrase with all your me'od. What does that mean? With all your resources. In other words, your money. So this, of course, obviously begs a very big question. Because if we have already been commanded to love God with all your soul, which the the commentators understand to mean that we should be prepared to give our very life for God. So then why the rather mundane command that about our money? Because surely if we're prepared to give our life for God, then sharing our money is a very, very small thing to do. We're willing to give our life. Forget about our money. So what does it mean when you start to save a whole mil decha with all your resources, with all your money? Well, obviously, if you're going to love God, you don't need to worry about your resources. So Rashi explains, actually, that in fact, there are people in the world and individuals who value their money more than their lives. And such people need to be told to love God with all their money. You know, there was once this entertainer that he told when he was staying in front of a crowd, he was walking down New York Street late at night, when he suddenly felt a cold, hard metal pointing into his back, and then, you know, a very, very strong voice told him, you know, your money or your life. And he didn't immediately respond. The gun went even deeper into his flesh, and the voice behind it became more upset and said, your money or your life. And this person replied saying, Benny replied saying, I'm thinking about it. So there are actually quite a few real life situations today which prove that, you know, it's not a joke. There is no shortage of people, you know, from private contractors, businessmen, so on and so forth, who pursue business opportunities and careers which place their lives in danger. You know, they might land up in the middle of who knows where, in Iraq or Zimbabwe, or, you know, these types of places. The Torah insists that we must love God with all our heart, soul, life, and resources. Because whatever it is that we value and cherish most, we should be prepared to dedicate in the love of God. If money is what we cherish the most, we have to be willing to be able to dedicate that to God. You know, it's very interesting to note, you know, when you have a figure on a bench, which is the redemption of the firstborn son,
yeah,
you know, 30 days after a mother gives birth, and it's a natural birth, and it's the first boy, so on and so forth, you have to redeem your firstborn son from the priest. And we find a very, very strange dialogue between the father and the Kohen, because by the Torah law, every firstborn belongs to God, or to God's designated representative, which is the Kohen. And the Kohen therefore asks the father of the newborn child, which do you prefer, your firstborn son, or the 5 silver shekels you're obligated to give me for this redemption? Now, if you think about it, what kind of an absurd question is that? The money or the child? Which normal father is going to give away his son when he can keep him for the small price of 5 silver coins? So, and no one is waiting, obviously, like, you know, with great suspense to see what the father's going to be done. You know, obviously, what the father's answer is going to be. So, in truth, you know, it's a very, very serious question, because the priestly minister of God asks of the fathers of his child, in your newborn son's future life, what will be the primary significance? Will it be the child or the shekel? Will you as a parent place high importance on finances or on family time? Will you raise the child with an emphasis on materialism or on more meaningful things? And this is, you know, a very, very good question for all of us to ask, and, you know, something that we have to really know and really have a good answer before you want to, you know, think about it first. Because you see, how many workaholics do we know who are so busy making a living that they forget to live? You know, the Yishma, on the other hand, reminds us that whatever our core values may be, they should be directed to God and His service. Now, even for those who aren't overly, thrifty and money is an issue, the reality is that it's not cheap to be Jewish. It's certainly not cheap to live Jewishly. Rather, you know, we always pay the higher price for kosher food and Jewish schooling.
And stuff,
we always have additional expenses for preparing for Passover and building a sukkah. and, you know, buying tefillin, mezuzot, so on and so forth.
And giving tzedakahs.
And giving tzedakah, absolutely. So when we make the commitment with love and don't complain about the high cost of being Jewish, then we are observing the mitzvah of loving God with all our me'od, with all our might, with all our money and our resources. And so that is what the Torah is teaching us, that it's easy to be able to say, I believe in God, I'm going to thank God, sure, everything is great. But you got to look at it the other way. Look at it, am I going to also be willing to dedicate my resources, me'od, all my things to God? Am I willing to give to the doctor? Am I willing to part from some of my money to help someone else, to create an environment of Judaism in my city? Am I able to give stuff up to the needs? So on and so forth. And that's what this Torah portion teaches us. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God is one, and we're willing to dedicate everything in our lives to God. We've got to look, are we willing to dedicate more than spirituality? Are we willing to dedicate our material parts of home, which rarely hit home? And that's what this Torah portion is, beautiful lesson for us to learn.
And Rabbi, services, Shabbat services.
We have Shabbat services Friday evening at 7:15, and the Shabbat morning, which is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m., as well as Sunday morning at 8:15, every Sunday morning at the Shana Shemayim, followed by breakfast. And then every Monday and Thursday, we have a minyan in the JCC, the Parish House, 7:15 every Monday and Thursday morning. So, open to the entire community, and I encourage everyone to come and give and dedicate themselves a little bit to God once a week, once every month, whatever it may be, something that makes you feel good.
That's great. So, Rabbi, please have a safe trip back home.
Thank you, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Be well.
Bye-bye.